Elections officials are processing over 600,000 absentee ballots requested for this November's election. Some towns have begun to report problems. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ali Oshinsky reports, the issues are not because of fraud, but rather human error and glitches with computer software.
Clerks across the state have been overwhelmed with ballots, most seeing double the volume compared to prior years. In some cities, ballot requests have grown 3 to 10 times the norm. Voters and election officials have noticed errors in 4 towns. The most common problem, voters are getting ballots for the wrong district. Mark Bernacki is the town clerk for New Britain. He says some voters moved since submitting an absentee ballot application.
We're catching it when it comes back, because as we scan these ballots coming back, it's saying, geez, you know, they're in a different polling location.
That's happened to 5 people, he says. He's written those voters to provide the correct ballot. In New Haven, there was a different problem. Inside each absentee ballot packet is a pre-addressed return envelope to carry the ballot back to be counted. In New Haven, voters found someone else's name on those return envelopes. Here's City Clerk Michael B. Smart.
This is a big election, so you're dealing with mass mailing, so mistakes happen.
In Vernon and Wallingford, the problem seems to have originated with the computer. Staff know which ballot to put in an envelope based on the district number printed next to a voter's address. And although address and district numbers may have matched up in the computer, Vernon Registrar Chris Prue says when those address labels printed, some had the wrong district number.
So that when whoever came after and stuffed the envelope, the incorrect ballot was inserted into that envelope.
Prue says that the good news is that there's plenty of time for those problems to be fixed. The state gave a list of potential errors to Vernon and Wallingford election officials. There were under 100 errors in Vernon and 261 errors in Wallingford. Vernon town officials believe the problem originated at the state level. The Secretary of the State's office has a different view. Scott Bates is the Deputy Secretary of the State.
It looks like there was a data entry mistake by the local officials, and we made sure that our system wouldn't allow that to happen again when we saw that.
In a letter to Secretary of the State Denise Merrill, Senate Minority Leader Len Fasano said, by putting the blame on local election officials in Vernon and Wallingford, Merrill was sowing seeds of doubt that towns could be trusted with the sanctity of the state's voting system. Anna Posniak is the president of the Town Clerks Association. She reads here from a statement addressing why errors might be happening.
With the sheer volume of this undertaking, handling tens of thousands rather than hundreds of applications and ballots, there are bound to be errors, both human and electronic.
Municipal clerks say they are contacting voters they know to be affected. If you suspect an error with your ballot, call your municipal clerk. And with all things this election season, the earlier the better, because clerks say errors found at this point can still be fixed. Ali Oshinsky, Connecticut Public Radio.